Queen's Bishop 5.
Oh, very nice. What's Leonard going to do? Does he give up the pawn or does he give up the position?
Let's find out. Leonard, ready?
Ready.
Go.
Damn it, I slipped.
Too bad. You know the rules of Secret Agent Laser Obstacle Chess.
Leonard died again, Sheldon. You're up.
Despite my deep love of chess, lasers, and aerosol disinfectant, I must forfeit.
Why?
Because it's almost 11 o'clock.
So?
So Penny has a don't knock on my door before 11 o'clock or I punch you in the throat rule.
You know what would be a great idea? We get some girls over here and play laser obstacle strip chess.
Believe me, Howard, any girl who would be willing to play that, you don't want to see naked.
You underestimate me.
It's 11 a.m.
I know, you're safe.
This package came while you were at work.
Oh, great, my rhinestones, thank you.
Excuse me?
What?
You have to sign this?
What is it?
When I signed for the package, I was deputized by the United Parcel Service and entrusted with its final delivery. I now need you to acknowledge receipt of the package so that I'm fully indemnified and no longer liable.
It's just a box of rhinestones.
Well, the contents are irrelevant. A legal bailment has been created. Does that mean nothing to you?
It means nothing to anybody. Come here, let me show you what I'm doing.
Bailment describes a relationship in common law where a physical possession of personal property or chattels is transferred from one person, the bailer, to another person, the bailee.
Yeah. Look, I started a business.
Obviously not a cleaning business.
I'm making flower barrettes, see? I called them penny blossoms. I made one for myself, and then all the girls at work wanted one. Then I showed some to this lady who runs a shop in Old Town. She sells cards and homemade jewelry. She said she wanted to sell them. I said okay, and in 1 week, I made $156.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. Sign here.
Sherlyn, don't you get it? If this takes off, I won't have to be a waitress anymore.
But then who will bring me my cheeseburger on Tuesday night?
Another waitress?
What's her name?
I don't know.
And you're going to let her handle my food?
Nancy. Her name is Nancy.
I think you're just making that up.
I'm sorry about your hamburger, okay? I just don't want to be a waitress for the rest of my life.
Cheeseburger. I get a cheeseburger.
Fine. Cheeseburger.
Maybe I'd be better off with Nancy.
So, what do you think? I mean, this could be a business, right?
How many of these can you make a day?
About 20.
And how much profit do you make per penny blossom?
I don't know, like 50 cents? I'm not sure.
No, of course you're not. All right. $10 a day times 5 days a week times 52 weeks a year is $2,600.
That's all?
Before taxes.
Well, I don't have to pay taxes on this stuff.
I believe the Internal Revenue Service would strongly disagree. If you took advantage of modern marketing techniques and you optimized your manufacturing process, you might be able to make this a viable business.
And you know about that stuff?
Penny. I'm a physicist. I have a working knowledge of the entire universe and everything it contains.
Who's Radiohead?
I have a working knowledge of the important things in the universe. Good luck.
Sheldon, hold on. Could you maybe show me how to make more money with this?
Of course I could.
But wait! Will you?
Just to be clear here, you're asking for my assistance.
Yes.
And you understand that will involve me telling you what to do?
I understand.
And you're not allowed to be sarcastic or snide to me while I'm doing so.
Okay.
Good. Let's begin with the premise that everything you've done up to this point is wrong.
Oh, imagine that.
Sarcasm. Goodbye.
No, sorry. Wait, please come back. There, done.
All right. 12 minutes and 17 seconds.
Pretty good, right?
That's 4.9 penny blossoms per hour. Based on your cost of materials and your wholesale selling price, you'll effectively be paying yourself $5.19 a day.
A day?
There are children in a sneaker factory in Indonesia who out-earn you.
That just can't be right.
Are you questioning my math?
No, sorry.
Do you want me to show my work?
Oh, God, no. Please tell me what to do about it.
All right. Are you familiar with the development that resulted from Honoré Blanc's 1778 use of interchangeable parts? The assembly line, of course.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
That wasn't a part of our original agreement, and I do not agree to it now.
Fine. How are we supposed to set up machines and conveyor belts in my apartment?
You're thinking of the moving assembly line. An understandable but not excusable mistake. No, the moving assembly line, that was introduced by Henry Ford in 1908. That innovation is what made possible our modern consumer culture by enabling a low unit cost for manufactured goods. I guess that isn't one of the topics discussed on your radio head.
Let's go. We're going to miss the coming attractions.
What's the matter?
I think I bruised a testicle capturing that last pawn.
Please pay attention and listen to me. Give me some time to blow. I'm a deep water sailor, just come from Hong Kong. To
the way, hey, blow the man down.
If you give me some whiskey, I'll sing you a song.
Give me some time to blow the man down.
Hello?
Hello?
The break of the poop.
Jimmy Way, hey, blow the man down.
Or I'll help you along with the toe of my boot.
Give me some time to blow the man down.
What's going on?
I assume you're referring to the sea shanty. That's a rhythmic work song designed to increase productivity.
Yeah, it's crazy, but it totally works. Look, we made this penny blossom in under 3 minutes.
Terrific, but that kind of raises more questions than it answers.
Penny's making hair accessories. I'm helping her optimize her manufacturing process. All right, break's over. Pay attention to orders. Now you want them done.
Hold on. What are you using as a bonding agent?
Hot glue.
You're kidding. Any of the cyanoacrylates would do a better job.
It won't work. The flower's too porous.
What if we infused the bottom layer with silicone RTV to provide a better mounting surface?
Intriguing.
Good question. What are your marketing and distribution channels?
Well, they're the waitresses at my work in this cute little shop in Old Town.
Shush. Virtually non-existent. I'm thinking that we set her up with a hosted turnkey e-commerce system to start.
Why not eliminate the middleman? We could install a small server farm with a static IP in her bedroom.
She'll need some kind of industrial cooling system.
Of course, but before we set up a marketing and distribution infrastructure, we should finish optimizing the manufacturing process. To start with, she has a terrible problem with moisture-induced glitter clump.
Yeah, it's a bitch.
I've seen this before.
Where?
The common stripper problem. They dance, they sweat, they clump.
Ew.
Are you thinking about adding a desiccant like calcium sulfate?
Actually, I'm thinking about this one stripper named Vega. But sure, calcium sulfate could work.
Let's think out of the box for a moment. How about a molecular sieve?
Oh.
I've got a spaghetti strainer in the kitchen.
Wow.
Hey,
we could liberate some microporous charcoal from the chem lab.
Great! Yeah, Raj, why don't you and Howard go get the charcoal? Leonard, why don't you start working on some preliminary website designs? I'll make some space in our apartment so we can move the manufacturing process.
Well, what's wrong with my apartment?
It's not my apartment.
Wait, what am I gonna do?
Hey, it's your business. Do whatever you want.
Oh.